Okay, I'm going to try and get through this as well as I possibly can. Everybody was a resounding "don't do that again" on the last story, so everybody pretty much answered back on my email and said, "Don't do that. Use your own voice." So we won't be doing that again. Anyway, this next story is called "Absinthe Makes Your Heart Grow Fonder." So, absinthe makes you invincible, or so I thought. We brought absinthe in for the first time shortly after it became legal in Canada. It's made from wormwood, which is the active ingredient in LSD. Essentially, what it does is goes to a part of your brain that says, "Don't do that," and shuts it off. The proper way to drink absinthe is to pour it into a glass over a sugar cube, add water while lighting the sugar cube on fire. Then it's like a fine scotch and is to be sipped and enjoyed. Well, we didn't have time for any of that. None of us was refined, so we figured that if it comes in a bottle and has a warning label on it, that it has to be done as a shooter. So we drank it as fast as possible. So we created a shooter called the A-bomb, and you could call in an airstrike by holding your hands over your head and forming the letter A with your fingers. And sooner or later, my bartender would see it and send up a shot. Now, you heard me talk about starting the night off wrong, and the first drink should be so horrible that everything tastes good after that, no matter what. Well, absinthe has tasted so bad that you could drink a glass of dirty bong water and it wouldn't even come close to the flavor. Let me try and describe the flavor to you, and this is probably why you're supposed to mix it with water and sugar. But we would do shots of it. And that was the only shot worse than Bacardi 151. First, you would belly up to the bar and invite whoever you had working with you that night, plus the bartender, to do pregame shots. Then you would pour a number of shots, and sometimes it was shaken over ice to kill the flavor. But that takes away the fun. So does lighting on fire. It burns off the alcohol. And then it's like getting half a hand job. So we would take it straight up and slam it down, and it went over your tongue and would burn down your throat and would burn in your belly and dry out the walls of your throat. Finally, it would get to your stomach. And you would not be safe. Nope. It actually makes you reflect on your life in order not to puke. But you couldn't puke. You couldn't puke because everything you felt going down, you would feel going back up. It was incredible. Now I see why Vincent van Gogh cut off his ear on this stuff. Usually, starting the night off wrong, we had to find a drink to calm the waters, and I would call in another A-bomb strike just to do it all over again. Shit, by 10 p.m., myself and the bartender and my assistant were so drunk we could barely stand up, and we had to stop drinking till 11, but no later than that. You can usually tell when somebody's on the A-bomb because they end up doing something stupid. I've seen bartenders put out cigarettes on their arms and faces on customers dropping off the floor. And I've also seen customers and professional hockey players start fights with the team captain and hang his naked body over the edge of the upper VIP suites. It's really a wondrous drink. Scratch that. It's invented by the devil himself in the pits of hell in order to torment the souls of the wicked. You really can't, or you can't really understand this stuff unless you've had a bottle and drank it. You can drink it, you can't drink it unless you buy a bottle and buy a bottle and I suggest you leave it on the shelf and look at it, because if you open it, you'll drink it. If you drink it, you'll regret it. And more likely, you'll try to pierce your penis for fun with a block of wood and a railroad spike. I admit I did some stupid stuff on this shit, but I don't know if I ran out into the... I don't know if it ran out of the supplier because we drank it all, or if they got wind of what we were doing with it. But after a couple months of abuse of ourselves, it went away and we couldn't find it anywhere. It's probably a good thing. Good thing the country, because it was like spreading COVID throughout the brain dead people out of the bar.